Welcome to another conversation with SYD Life. I'm Tyler Ancliffe, and today we're joined by Mark Kelsey talking about effective habits. How are you, Mark?
I'm very well, Tyler.
Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you. This is going to be an awesome podcast. We're going to be talking about, like I just said, effective habits.
Yes.
I think being a Sydney sider,
yes,
it is good to really kind of take life, run with it, get it going.
Yep.
Because otherwise we live in a very fast-paced city and it can spit people out. So it's good to have things in our world that kind of help us not be ruled by it, but a bit more of a master of it.
Yes. Yeah, good point.
And as the interviewee, I think we can really grab some stuff from you, glean some stuff from you. And I'd say even just knowing you, I've been able to know you for a few years.
Yeah.
And you have great habits.
Yes, mostly.
You do. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So a little bit about you. You're a global executive.
Yep.
You carry a lot of responsibility. You're a grandfather.
Yes. Husband. Seven grandkids.
Seven grandkids.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's probably it now, though.
I'd say that. Yeah.
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 Three kids.
Three married kids, seven grandkids, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that's the carry a lot of responsibility section.
Mm-hmm.
Been a pop. Been a pop to seven.
Yes.
And so why don't we just start with some rapid fire questions?
Oh, okay.
Before we get into the juicy stuff.
Okay.
Start with some rapid fire.
All right.
Okay,
I'll brace myself.
Yeah, brace yourself. Yeah. Okay. What's your go-to breakfast?
Protein shake. Which
man,
I had this morning.
Man on the go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about speed, I suppose. It's more about just reducing the nasty stuff. So I did one this morning.
Good man.
Yeah.
Practice what you preach. Okay. Are you a morning or night person?
A morning, definitely.
Definitely?
Yes.
You in bed by 9?
Yeah, pretty well.
Wow.
Sometimes earlier.
Showing the age on that one.
Okay. And up early.
Oh, very good. Yeah. And last one. What's your Enneagram?
7.
Which is?
Enthusiast.
I feel enthused.
Do you?
Yeah. Right now.
I reread it again recently and I'm like, because it's always a mix of things, isn't it? You know, it's never just, so you have
weed. Neatly fit in one.
And I think it's mostly right, but, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, other things are there as well, I think, so.
What's your other majors?
I've forgotten.
Oh, no. It's fine. You're 7.
It's funny because we do this boot camp. We train people. We get them to do the Enneagram
multiple times
a year. But I should brush up on it a bit more.
I'm a 3.
I don't live out of it.
No.
Yeah. You're a 3.
Yes.
Okay.
An achiever.
Achiever.
As you can tell.
I've always known. Yeah. It's pretty obvious.
All right. Brilliant. Okay. It's good.
Yeah.
Get to know you a bit more.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So launching into a bit more of the meaty questions.
Okay.
So talking effective habits, what kind of habits are non-negotiables for you? Things that like you have to do them. You can't live without them.
Well, definitely people may see it as a habit. I see it as a habit, basically just getting up early.
Mm.
I feel like if I don't get up early,
and
now this is not meant to be a pressure on anyone else who aren't morning people.
Yeah.
But I feel like getting up early gives me a start on the day.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've got a hold of the day instead of the day getting a hold of me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it probably could come out of – when I was younger, I've always been like that. And even when I was younger, I felt like I was going to miss out on something.
You're a surfer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, getting up early. Getting up early would be one thing. Daily prayer and meditation of some description, you know, just sort of spending time in that space of meditative, prayerful, seeking space.
Mm.
I do that each day. That's number two. definitely most days some form of physical exercise.
Yep.
And that's, you know, because we live in Sydney, we live near the ocean, so it's usually ocean training or surfing or something. I feel so much better after being in the ocean. I was there this morning training, and so it's those three things probably.
Yeah, it's good. And it's funny how some habits bring us into kind of as a byproduct some really healthy things.
Yeah.
So like you have a great community because of the working out you do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's great. I mean, we've got the church community, but then we've got our local community where we live.
Yeah.
And the training and surfing just connects me with that.
Yeah.
And we know just hundreds of people.
Yeah.
And everywhere we go, where we live and what beaches, we're running into people all the time. And when I'm out on the surf, it's like, hey.
You're quite the socialite in Avalon, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's it's sort of, Avalon's a bit like that.
It's
a real.
It's a small world. Yeah.
Yes, it is a bit of a small world. You can't walk 10 paces without seeing someone.
Yeah.
But it's good. And I think, just the habits and those lifestyle things, I think genuinely connect you with people. And because I'm training with these bunch of guys, there's about 20 guys that we train with. And, you get to know people in the midst of training and, going through some pain together and it's fun and conversations happen. So I think it's great.
Good.
It's a lot of fun.
With people. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other one I want to touch on is just having space in your morning.
Yeah.
I think even just driving to work this morning, I saw probably a line of like 80 people in DY waiting for the B line.
Okay.
And with Sydney being like the crazy traffic, took me an hour to get to work yesterday. It's very easy to have, because habits aren't, we were talking about this before we started, they're not inherently a good thing, right? A habit can be good or bad.
True.
But having a good habit of creating some space in your morning kind of stops you from getting stuck in that rat race where it's like, you get up, you run out the door, maybe you're on your hour commute to work or uni or what have you. And it's great for your mental health.
It really is.
For you as a person as well.
It really is. And I think, I'm very fortunate that I don't have to commute to the city every morning. So I really feel for those people who, and they have to get going early. So I understand in some cases for some people, getting up at 5:30 is to get up to go to work.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. Space, another word for that is maybe margin. I think creating margins in the world. And I always say to people, look, you don't have to follow what I do. It's the principle of it, not the specific practice.
Yes.
So
very good.
Create margin.
Yeah.
And maybe that margin is in the evening. I remember when our kids were younger and I didn't want to just walk out of the house and just leave my wife, Bernie, to look
have
after
fun.
3 years. All the best. I've got my habits. To
see you in 10 hours.
So I shifted the habit to the evening. So I would go walking at night. With our dog on the beach and just use that time as my thinking time.
Yeah,
so I'd be present in the morning. So I think there are seasons in life.
Yeah.
And I think working with those seasons, but keeping the principle in place.
Yeah.
So like you said, you're not living without margin, without space.
Yeah.
So you're just rushing in, rushing out.
Yeah.
And mental health, hugely important.
Mm.
And there's a lot more awareness about it now.
Mm.
Physical health. And of course, they're all linked. I think we need to think holistically.
For a whole person.
Your whole person.
Yeah.
Your emotional world connects to your physical world, physical world to your emotional world, your spiritual world to your physical world. So it's all connected. And I think being aware of habits that affect all three individually and understand how they all are connected as well. So, 100% agree.
Good. Amazing. And you've kind of touched on this already, but do you have a daily routine and what does it look like? So you talk about your morning.
Yeah. So wake up 5:30-ish.
Oof.
Even
in winter?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's my favorite time.
Really?
Yeah. get a coffee. I have a coffee at home. And just sit for an hour and read, meditate, pray, think. It's a really quiet time. I do it, by myself. In winter, it's in front of our fireplace. And it's a really special time.
Sounds nice.
It is. It's very good. Now, we've got grown kids and grandkids in the world at home. So I have that opportunity.
But it's like you said, that's the season for you.
That's the season for us.
Yeah.
And that's what we're taking advantage of.
Which is great. You've done the hard yards.
And for years, I'd walk and pray and think. And I still do that sometimes. But now, I just find just sitting with a coffee and with some reading material and just thinking through things is really, really good. Then that's for now. And then I exercise of some description
yeah.
after that.
Do So you pretty well exercise every day.
Pretty well. In some probably way. 6 days a week.
Okay.
6 days a week. Minimum five, but usually 6 days a week.
Yeah.
And that's a combination of, like I said, my ocean training or surfing or what have you. Back from that, protein shake, shower, get ready for work. And
shower. Huge.
Yeah, huge. Huge. Especially after
that. That's not in your daily routine. Yeah,
yeah. And then second coffee.
Now. Second,
second coffee before 9:30. And that's usually it for the day because I don't want to over caffeinate.
No.
And then, you know, usually working.
Coffee prices these days.
Oh, no,
you'll be broke.
Exactly. It's crazy. You got a budget for that.
Oh, no.
And then, we do a mix of work from either home or office, you know, because we work globally. It's lots of Zoom calls and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, but work and then.
It's good.
Yeah.
Something I want to ask is, because we haven't really touched on this, but being a global exec, that means you travel a lot.
Yes.
Roughly months out of the year, how much would you be abroad?
That's a good question. This year, we've got about 9 or 10 international trips.
Wow.
So it's reasonable. Some are short, some are longer.
Yes.
So that's pretty grueling on the body.
The reason I ask is I know for me, if I'm out of my usual context, usually the first thing to go is
routine
or my good habits. And that's where I just went to Bali for 2 weeks. It was great. Thank you. Didn't touch the gym, you know? Didn't eat great. You know what I mean? Like I lived it up.
Yeah.
But the whole time I'm like, you know, there was a gym next door. Like it was looking at me.
It was taunting you.
It was taunting me.
Yeah.
So
we had the beach in front of you though.
You know, it's not the greatest. Anyway.
Yeah, gotcha.
But how do you, living out of suitcase, that kind of lifestyle, which I imagine some of our listeners have, how do you just build that in, keeping that consistent?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, okay, I just, as much as possible, attempt to just keep the same routine when I travel. Yep. For me, look, everyone's not the same. I get it, and it's fine. But for me, I feel like if I let go of that routine when I'm traveling, it's all over.
Mm.
And particularly as I'm older now, I'm in mid-60s now. And if I let go of that, I feel like my health and physical and emotional health will begin to suffer. Mm. It's so, you know, we jump on the plane, try to drink lots of water on the plane. Mm. When we get there, hydrate, have to keep hydrating. Mm. When I get to a place, try to do some physical exercise when I get there.
Mm.
And we stay a lot in hotels, so we do the gym and just get the body moving and helps with jet lag enormously.
Yeah, wow.
And so try, or we just go for walks, what have you.
Yep.
And then from that, the following morning on, just up early, do the keep routine, same routine, prayer, coffee, some form of exercise. Yep. It's really challenging when you're traveling because you haven't got your normal access to ocean, what have you.
Or accountability. Yes.
But here's the thing. I try to predict how good I'll feel afterwards. So I try to project into that.
You dangle that carrot.
I'm just going to feel amazing. And it's the last thing I feel like.
Yes.
Then I go, I'm going to feel amazing. Because those endorphins kick in, obviously, after your exercise. And then I go, it's going to be great.
It's never before the workout.
What's the deal there?
My PT this morning was like, just imagine how good you're going to, you know.
There you go.
Mid-workout and I was giving her the stinky eye. She's like, no, keep going. This couple walked out and I thought, good follow.
Yeah. You know?
But I stuck in. You'd be proud of me.
Yeah, I'm very proud of you. Even just saying that. I love that. My PT. My session this morning. That's good.
It sounds in the group class I was in.
That's all right.
good. So amongst all that.
Yes.
I think it's painted a good picture of your life. There's a lot going on. How do you rest well? I think the default rest in our society would be 4 hours on Netflix after work. But does that really rest us, you know? Does it,
yeah, good question.
Does it do the job?
We like a good TV series. So
yes.
We do.
I'm not demonizing Netflix. But.
But it's not like we don't do that.
You know? Yes.
But, you know, we're like, okay, what's a really good series? And it does. It doesn't rest us. I tell you what it does do. It unwinds us.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets us out of workspace and stuff, you know. So that's that. getting to bed at a reasonable hour.
Yep.
And the, all the studies are saying, you know, there's people who say, I only need 4 to 5 hours sleep. It's not true.
Mm.
You do need 7 to 8 hours sleep. So I think resting well, sleeping well is super important, and whatever that takes to achieve that.
Mm.
So maybe that's avoiding certain foods at certain times of the night, or eating earlier so that you're not, you know, haven't got a full stomach too late, you know, all those things.
Yeah.
I think, you know, good bedding, all these things, the investment in that, a really good mattress.
Good pillow.
And a good, and the good right pillow. These practical things.
Some white noise.
maybe. I like the room really dark.
Okay.
And super quiet.
Yeah.
And so as soon as I go into our bedroom, because we've designed it that way, it's really restful and relaxing.
Yeah, beautiful.
And we found that the earlier you go to sleep, the more rested you are in the morning. It's the number of hours sleep before midnight that count. I mean, some people have said that every hour of sleep before midnight's worth 2 hours of sleep after midnight. So getting to bed earlier.
Do you know why?
No.
I read somewhere. Yeah,
I read somewhere.
It was a journal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, it was a medical journal.
Review. Yeah, it was peer reviewed. Don't worry. Definitely.
So that definitely attempting as much as possible to have a day off.
Yes,
I mean in the Christian
once
world,
a week,
the
absolutely.
Sabbath.
Yeah.
So that's challenging for us sometimes because we live in this several worlds, global, local, what have you. So, but I think you need to fight for it and protect your space and time off, and not feel bad about creating boundaries around that.
Yes.
Super important. You know, one writer I read recently said, daily distraction, weekly day off, monthly break of some description, you know, just and then an annual vacation. So just so I think the annual holidays, I think it's super important. And there's important for a bunch of reasons. One is it just gets us out of the routine and rests us, but it's great. If you've got a family, it's great for family.
Yeah.
It's a bonding
amazing
time.
Memories.
Great memories. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, so the, you know, they're the things to do. And resting and try to, you know, grab moments during the day where you just grab 10 minutes and that's read good. And just
so you said
lie down.
A daily distraction.
Daily distraction.
So that can look like
just, I mean, that could be exercise.
So something you enjoy.
And exercise, walk.
Yep.
And I think sometimes you got to separate exercise from recreation.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, surfing is not exercise, even though it is. I am exercising.
Yes.
It's more a distraction. It's more recreation. It's
you
good
enjoy
for my soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I always say to guys or people, what do you love to do? And that usually is going to be healthy for your soul as much as for your physical body.
Yeah, find a hobby.
Find a hobby. Find something that you love.
Yeah,
because it's those passions and they are healthy distractions. Because I think the world is offering so many unhealthy distractions.
Okay. Yes.
Particularly with the internet, etc.
Yes.
And that will suck you down a vortex.
Yeah.
And be very destructive in so many ways.
Mm. Oh, very good. So okay, so on some, you just gave a good example of the daily, the weekly, the monthly, the yearly. Do you have any other systems or practices that kind of keep you accountable to staying organized?
Organized, yeah. Calendars.
Oh.
We are calendar freaks.
You got to be.
You have to be, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we've got an Outlook calendar, which is just our basic appointments, but then we've got an annual calendar that has everything in it, and we prepare for that heading into a particular year.
Mm.
And so planning, talking, balancing, all that stuff. And then even as the year is progressing, we're constantly reviewing that.
Mm.
What trips can we do? Can we do it? Can we do it? What other things are important? So, and it has to include work-related things and personal things. And
yes.
So you have to schedule. And look, to be honest, over the years, Bernie and I haven't been that great in scheduling in as many breaks
personal.
As we should.
Okay.
So we're getting better at that. Because there's always more work to do.
Yeah.
Always. And someone once said, wherever you work, they will not make sure that you are looked after personally or your family is a priority. We have to make that ourselves.
Mm.
We have to set a priority ourselves in that space.
Mm.
So your calendars. And I have I have an app on my phone that's a task list. So every time I think of something, I just jot it down
straight away.
So it's right there in front of me. It's important. And just wherever I'm listening to something or watching something or whatever, I'm taking notes. And I've got an iPad. And so I just keep it on notes. I keep it recorded, et cetera.
You know?
When I'm reading, I constantly underline and writing in the books because I think I'll remember things, but I don't. So then I flip back to that and reminded quickly where a good point was, et cetera.
It's amazing.
So there's just a few things. I mean, I could probably get better at that space. I know some people have, who are writers, have just the best systems of referencing, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm still working on that.
It's another world though, isn't it?
It is another
world. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Do you ever delve into the audiobook world?
I haven't.
Yeah.
I mean, it must be either something I haven't learnt to do properly. I
love a good audiobook.
Is that right?
Yeah, on my commute.
I should start it.
It's a bit of for me, it's that daily, almost escape. Like,
that's awesome.
Because it's better than a commute. And I listen to
And it's content.
It's content.
Coming at you, which is good.
Yeah. And it engages something that isn't, say, like what Netflix would engage.
No.
Where it's just oral and you can
Netflix listen. Is brain dead stuff.
Yeah, and it engages your imagination. And exactly. And like you said, you need a, we're not saying implement, you know, to the gospel what we're talking about, but appropriate it to your context.
Yeah.
And so for me, like audiobooks, I love them.
That's awesome.
On the commute, on a walk.
And you're reading. That's You haven't got to go. In terms of audio, I listen to podcasts.
Great.
And similar things. I'm in the car and I listen to like whatever.
Yeah.
Leadership podcasts, what have you. And it gets me thinking. And particularly where there's good conversation and people well researched in a particular area.
It broadens your horizons, gets you out of echo chambers.
It really does.
It's very good.
It really does. So.
Okay. And what are three things I should be doing? Me personally.
You particularly. I'm glad I know you well.
You know, as a listener, every day, what are three things you're like, this is universal. It's worked for me. It can work for everyone.
Oh, it's good. Universal. Oh, my gosh. Drink enough water.
Mm-hmm. You have a great perspective on water.
Yeah, not too much, but enough. Two liters of water is a good standard.
Okay.
Most people don't drink enough water and they're drinking other things, but often those other things are dehydrating them. So, so drink enough water.
Not all liquid is
good. Not all liquid is water. Exactly. No. I would say some version of movement.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be intense workout, but just move. I think keeping our bodies active.
Especially if we're, doing the hour commute, sitting at a desk for nine hours.
Gosh, we live in a society. I mean, we are. And like, every chiropractor you go to or physiotherapist, they're like, you've got neck issues or back issues. So movement, during the day is important as well.
For me, I remember in 2021 lockdown, I went from being a manager at a cafe, so on my feet a lot, to then housebound. And I was able to do a bit of a job shift to like some web design. But I all of a sudden had all these jaw issues because it was connected to my posture and sitting down. I didn't have a ergonomic desk space. And I just thought, I don't know how people sit down all the time, every day.
Well, COVID produced, for me in COVID,
I think the chiropractic industry
had the worst back issues.
Boomed.
Like my back, I broke my back snowboarding years ago. I didn't sever my spine. I just broke a vertebrae.
Okay.
And so anyway, you get
still back.
years of surfing. But in COVID,
gosh,
I had so many back issues. But
movement,
I've learned. So getting a desk set up properly. Yes. If you work at a desk and posture, etc. So movement, some sort of movement each
water,
day.
Movement. Yeah.
And in that, just a little hint for those who are listening, who are, we're all getting older, of course, but as you get older, our stretching is super important. I'm learning more and more how important flexibility is as important as fitness.
Yeah.
So
can you touch your toes?
I can.
Oh.
I can. Good. With straight knees.
Good man.
Oh. Straight leg. Straight knees. You can't have straight knees.
Straight. Yeah, yeah.
I can. Currently.
Very good. Currently. We'll timestamp this.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so movement, you know, water, movement. And I think some form of quiet space.
Yeah, it is huge, hey.
Just thinking, you know, for those people who have some sort of faith, you know, that meditative prayer space. But otherwise, just a very quiet space where I think the mind settles and clarity comes. And it can't come in a minute. You just, it needs a bit of time.
Right.
You know, like, you know, I think at least 5 to 10 minutes a day of just quiet space. And for all the young parents listening, they're like, in my dreams.
Maybe a minute.
Yeah, maybe. That's right. I might get 90 seconds. So I understand that space. It's funny having grandkids now.
Yeah.
And we look after them, you know.
But you can say goodbye.
Say goodbye. But we were reminded quickly when we were with them how full on.
Yeah.
Young kids are. They're just
My daughter started crawling.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, there you go.
There goes.
That's all on
there
now.
There goes sitting down for an extended period.
There goes any there personal goes space.
Putting up the feet, you know.
So I understand there's all different stages of life, but yes, some quiet space, you know. And it can be found, you know, even later at night for a few minutes and just quiet space. Yeah. So that'd be definitely things. And maybe, and in that space, maybe some reading. I think phones or devices in general have created, they are an immense blessing, but they also an immense distraction.
Oh, aren't they?
And you know, of course, we could go through all the stats and, you know, the average person touches their phone 2,500 times a day.
Wow.
And, I mean, and we're all guilty of that. And also they are socially destructive as well. So, so I think putting the phone aside and having a non-distracted time is super important.
It's good. Something like even in that space, a mate, he opened Instagram on his phone the other day and then it quickly re-averted him to another app that made him wait, I think 10 seconds before it would then open Instagram. And I was like, what is that? And he's like, oh, I just, you know, because I think definitely my generation, our knee-jerk reaction is to, we always need to be stimulated by something or entertained by something.
Yep.
And it's so subconscious. Like I'll be walking down the stairs and I reach for my phone just because I'm like idle.
Yeah.
And so I was like, so I downloaded that app and it's great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because it stops you and you go, oh, wait, no, I don't actually need to scroll. No.
Well, it's addiction. We all have it, by the way.
But it now particularly is made your me generation aware of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Where I'm like, oh, hold on, no, I don't actually need this. I'm just on the toilet. And I don't need
whatever it takes. I don't know whether you realize it. You probably heard this is the new move, the simple phone move.
Oh, yes, a coworker has it.
Yeah.
It looks like.
It's just like an old like a school. Exactly. Like all like it does is phone calls and texts, I think.
It somehow does maps, the ones I've seen.
Oh, it does maps as well. Okay.
I think it would be less helpful than, you know.
But there's no social media on it. There's no email on it.
Isn't that funny? We're so advanced that it's.
Yeah. And I think there's going to be a return. Like it's going to cycle around, I think. The world will react to some of the insanity that's out there in terms of
and it does. Distraction. It takes time to realign and reorient.
Exactly.
Well, amazing. Mark, thank you for joining us today.
It's been absolute
a lot of wisdom, a lot of gold.
Yeah.
And I hope that's helped. Some helpful
indeed.
Wisdom that you can apply to your context to get some healthy habits.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thanks for listening. Till next time.
Thanks for joining another conversation with SYD Life. Be sure to check out more of our resources at c3syd.church/life and check us out on our socials.